Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah. Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
And a fine tone it is too. Well, you know, never mind. If David can interrupt me, I could interrupt him at the end of his newscast. I mean, everything's over, right? All the important information, and it's just like the weather and who he is.
Yeah, nobody's worried about that.
No,
yeah.
Of course not. It's a convivial camaraderie, so to speak.
We're just two old farts.
Or that's another way of looking at it. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, if so, stop what you're doing and give me a call or give me a text at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 on the Boogie Check and the Boogie Text of Life. Now, what does that mean? That means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check or the Boogie Text, but that's not my job. That's up to you. As an inducement, come on, and well, let's just call it what it is. It's a prize, you know? Hey, if you give me a call and you're the first call at 312-981-7200, I'll give you a prize.
And boy, howdy, is it a prize.
Hey, now, Ashley.
Hey.
The executive producer of this entire radio station is producing the John Landecker program tonight. Because Brendan is still sick.
Womp, womp. That's sad. Nobody wants to be sick.
Of course not.
Especially now.
You know, it's very easy to be sick now, I believe. Have you seen, this weather is not conducive to anything healthy. I mean, you know, there's a wind chill right now of about 32 degrees. I'm not kidding. The temperature's 40 something or other, but it has a feel like. What a great night for a ball game. Oh, jeez. Hey, this beer is frozen. Tough. That'll be $15. 312-981-7200. The first caller will be the winner of a prize of some sort. And it's time to go out to that rockin' island. That, of course, would be Rock Island. Hey there, Rick and Rock. Rick and Rock Island, how are you?
Pretty good, John.
Good. What are you up to?
I'm just sitting here listening to you. The problem is down here, we don't get your station into good address.
Oh.
I can't always get you in. Well, I'm going to get me a long-range radio here pretty soon so I can listen to you every night.
Well, you know, if you have a computer, you can go to WGNradio.com.
I don't have one, John, and I'm computer illiterate. I'm 63 years old. I've been listening to you for years when I can get you in.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And however we are received, I humbly say thank you.
I love your show. You're so entertaining, and you don't get into the politics of the day like everybody else does.
Well, they do that all day long.
I can get you in. I know I can always. Yeah, I can get that other story out with everybody over and over and over.
Yeah, I know.
And I know when I can get you in, I missed you. I'm going to enjoy whatever it is you're talking about.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that we can provide an alternative to the lousy, stinking news of the day.
We talk about farts over here.
Oh, excuse me.
I was hoping to win one of the weather things, but I wanted to win one from your show. I wouldn't call nobody else trying to win one.
Ashley?
Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum. I am really rusty, so everybody bear with me. I'm going to play the role of Jenny, the prize gal.
That's you?
That's me.
Okay.
I feel like I should play my part here. I could be Jimmy the prize boy, maybe.
No. Yes, of course you can.
I could pull it. Maybe I can pull it together
later. John, don't you know about the new pronouns? Of course you can
be. Of course.
You can be any Jenny you want to be. You should be your best Jenny, regardless of what it is.
Well, so, yes. You mentioned you wanted a prize station, a weather station.
Weather station.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I only wanted to win one on John Landecker, so I wouldn't even try to call on anybody else.
Well,
there you go.
It is your Lucky day. What day is it? May 3rd. Put it on
day.
The calendar. Everybody, jot it down. Because today, Rick, you will win a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. It'll tell you if it's cold, if it's hot, if it's snowing, if the wind chill
What's
is below.
What's the weather for the weekend gonna be? Will it be hot? Hey, Ash, I think there's a button over there. Oh, stay on the line. Stay on the line there, Rick,
there,
from Rock Island. There's a button on the microphone that has some kind of EQ. Because you were really thin, and Brendan did this one night, and all, he hit a button.
Wait. Did this help?
Ho!
Holy smokes.
How about that?
I don't sound like a robot anymore.
How about that? Isn't that crazy?
You, of all people, to figure... Look, you know, you've told me multiple things today that I was like, oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't produced in a hot minute, and you were like, we have a new clock. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then we got this. We got the EQ button. You're like, press the button. It's boom right there. Bam, boom, bam.
See,
who
not,
knew?
See that now you sound less metallic.
I do. I don't sound like a robot. I was wondering if it was just me. I haven't been behind a microphone in a minute.
No, the same thing happened with Brendan, because you know what? I'd be talking to him night after night, and it would be, and then all of a sudden I was like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, what are you doing there? Well, stay on the line there, Rick, so we can get the information that we'll need from you to get the weather station to you. And thank you for listening.
I will, sir.
And thank you for being a winner. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number to get on the boogie check or also the boogie text. That's 312-981-7200 here on 720 WGN. So I might as well take this opportunity to tune in and say that this is the first day of the rest of my life. Well, of course, they all are, but you know what I mean. Or maybe you don't know. So 7 to 10, Monday through Thursday, that's where we're at right now. Because the Blackhawks have wrapped up their season. So there are no more of those sports preemptions. There'll be a couple of things down the road, a gubernatorial debate, and one thing that I'm really looking forward to is a super-duper special on the 100th anniversary of this radio station that is going to run on Channel 9 and WGN Radio at the same time. And that's going to be very, very cool. And we're going to have a party. We're having a party. Can I talk about the party on the air? I don't know. It's not a public party.
It's not a public party, unfortunately.
No, but it will be a party, and I will cover it.
Yes.
Right.
We're going to have our own party on the air.
After the party.
That you can listen to.
It's the post party.
It's the post party.
Oh, right. People go to a party, then they go to the post party.
Which sometimes might be more fun, you know?
I would hope so, because you get loosened up during the regular party. And then when it gets to the post party, it's like, yeah!
It's going
to
be John Record Blendecker uncensored.
Yeah. And that's, that's not that far down the road. I think it's the 25th.
25th is a party, but the 19th
is the actual anniversary.
Tune in.
Yeah.
Nonstop reminiscing memories.
Yes.
It'll be a good time.
You know, I was just talking with John Williams today about, Inherit the Wind is a play and was a movie, and it's about the Scopes trial decades ago concerning the teaching of evolution versus creation in schools in the South. And it's just a great movie, and it's a great story. And in the movie itself, there is a huge WGN microphone, because WGN carried the trial. Now, I'll have to look up the exact date, because this is way back, okay? 20s, maybe 30s, at least. And we have I was told today by our chief engineer, a sister microphone in a display case, which is exactly the same type that was used during the broadcast. And allegedly, and I think we should find out, is that the original one from the station is in the Smithsonian. And if this station's got something in the Smithsonian, I think that'd be perfect info for celebrating 100 years. I mean, Boogie Check isn't in the Smith.
Maybe it will be now since you added the text message.
Oh, God, yes. You can see with just the unbelievable reaction. 16 minutes after 8, more of whatever we can do on the Boogie Check and the Boogie Text coming back on 720 WGN.
Boogie check, I want a boogie, want a boogie, let's boogie check, hurry.
Is he alive?
WGN. Oh.
Contrary to rumors, all evidence points to yes. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, once again, and I'm John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check, and now the Boogie Text of Life. Lines are open. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. And it's so convenient because it's all the same number. Wouldn't it be great if everything was all the same number? No. 312-981-7200. That is the number, 312-981-7200, as in Zero Mostel. And so we... do you even know who that is?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Of course.
You're too young to know who Zero Mostel is. Come on. Seriously. Right?
No, I do. The producers?
Oh, yeah, that would do it.
Yep.
That would do it. Sorry, absolutely, you're absolutely correct.
But the I mean, and I know there's a remake,
you got the musical version. You got it. Mel Brooks, absolutely. Yep. Producers, totally, totally, right on. My bad. I age shamed you.
Yeah, it's 2022. You can't do that. You can't do anything.
Isn't that your age also? Either 20 or 22. You know, Carm was on last hour, and he's talking about, you know, all these older people are working with younger folks. And I almost was like, well, let me tell you, son. 312-981-7200. That would be the telephone number to get on the Boogie Check or the Boogie Text of Life. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, we established last hour that it's Teacher Appreciation Day, and it still is, and it's Teacher Appreciation Week. And we're going to talk to Elaine Fry, who's the founder of Fluff the Balloons, and they have a Teacher and Mother's Day balloon burst available, and they're also doing some great things to help the community. So, hey, that sounds like a good person to talk to. And we will after the 8:30 news. There will be, during the 9 to 9:30 portion of tonight's broadcast, a 9 p.m. three-peat where three songs are strung together and you call to identify the title and the artist and then you win. And there's you, and they're not usually. There has to be some sort of motivation behind the selections of the tunes. And I'll tell you what the motivations are later. Yeah, because it's like 8:23. I don't want to get into it now, although we could. You want to get into it now? I mean, you know, nobody's on the phone, nobody's texting, so they must be all freezing over at the ballpark.
Yeah, for real. I can't believe that game didn't get rained out. I know it stopped. I don't quite understand how baseball works, to be honest.
Well, rain delay.
Well, yeah, but I just mean, like, they're in it. They're going.
Well, they could stop again. Yeah. I don't know what the exact rules are on rain delay or how long they need to, or how long they last before the game is called. But I believe they can wait it out. Don't you remember when the Cubs won the World Series?
The night they won. There was a rain delay.
Like 15 or 20 minutes, right? And that was part of the story after that was that the team got together in the locker room and gave each other a pep talk and said, let's go, and there you go. But that didn't last very long, that rain delay.
I mean, I've seen when we had various baseball teams here, we had rain delays of over an hour.
Oh, easy.
Easily.
And the fun thing was, back in the day, is what to do
during that time. It's like, okay, there are no hosts here because there's a ball game on, so...
312-981-7200. Let's go to Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
And I'm going to turn down my radio really quick.
I think that was part of the problem yesterday, and part of the problem yesterday was I had you on speaker because I was in the kitchen.
Ah, Sherry from Naperville.
And I figured that was the reverb.
Yes. Gotcha.
And I texted you guys, but I didn't get that familiar, oh, thank you for messaging, which I usually get.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, it's probably my fault because I got to learn how to run all this stuff, and there's plenty of things that I still don't.
You know everything.
I know.
You know everything.
No, I don't know.
You just maybe forget now and then. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It's so true.
I want to know more about this. You mentioned, because I write things in the calendar because I'm getting older.
Yes, right.
But so you mentioned, is it May 19th? You just said the 19th.
It will be. Yes, 26th. May 19th is the 100th anniversary of WGN.
All day long.
You're darn right. And then.
What I mean is there's specials all day long?
Oh, yes. And there's going to be an hour long special at 7 p.m. that will be a simulcast between Channel 9 and 720 WGN. And
oh, good.
Yeah.
Because we don't have television because of the tornado last year. Anyway, which I'm kind of glad.
I can't wait to hear what's on that hour long special too, because they have a wealth of material to peruse before they make their decision as to what they're going to include. I mean, wow!
Now you said also the 25th of May is the after party, so to speak.
There's a party here, but it's not.
Well, I know it's a personal party, but are you on the air?
I will be on the air after the party. How about that?
Are you going to be playing music?
Like No.
You can't can you replay something you already replayed without getting in trouble?
No, you can't. Otherwise, we would.
Oh, geez.
No, it's all sorts of. No, you know what's really good that the
I know. I'm not in your bailiwick.
Let me explain. It's a really cool thing that the station would do it at all on New Year's Eve because you have to pay money, big money, to get the licensing. Rights to play music on a radio station the size of WGN for anything. Now, there are other stations in town. There's another AM station in town that has an FM sister station, and that sister station is a music station. So they can do whatever they want. But,
and that's one you used to work at, right?
I guess so.
Where Mike Fred was.
Anyway.
No, he signed my shirt when I went off to Michigan State. It's a long story, but I also had a best roommate at college. This was at grad school. She was not grad school, but her name was Mika. So every time you mention your wife's name, I'm like, oh, I wonder.
Well, I will pass that along, Sherry. I've got to go now because...
You go ahead, but I'm glad you told me about those dates and what's going on.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate that. That's Sherry. Love to hear from her out in Naperville. I got a text that says, worms aren't real. I get it. You didn't hear the show last night, did you? We had there is a new conspiracy theory that was on, they covered it on 60 Minutes. Birds aren't real. That's it. Birds are agents of the government, and they are here to spy on us.
You know? I believe
depending upon where you're standing, they definitely do something other than keep an eye on you for the government.
But that, what happens to you, you see, that is a tracking device.
Really?
I think I've definitely... I've
organic
had
organic tracking devices. Why do you think
why do you think it's so hard to get off the car? Because they want to keep tracking the car, the government.
The amount of people that have actually had that happen to them, it almost seems suspicious.
So, last night, somebody goes, all right then, John, what about ducks? I said, uh-huh. And what do they fly in? A formation. Thank you. I rest my case.
We got a texter who just texted in, worms aren't real.
That's what I mean. Worms aren't real. I don't know about that. I suppose they wouldn't be, because since birds eat worms... That would be the unreal eating the unreal, which sounds totally legitimate and logical to me. But then, what does that mean? It means it's the bottom of the hour and time to get into the WGN newsroom on 720 WGN.